Hi, my name is Saurabh Singla. I'm a senior data scientist and welcome to my podcast on how data science can help in healthcare sector during pandemic time. So in this first episode, I will be talking on the problem and I will be talking on NHS. So right now NHS is going through significant pressures relating to demand and capacity in hospitals, and they are trying to find innovative ways where they can use their underutilized capacity. And with radiology department, right now the patients are waiting up to 6 weeks to get access to MRI services, and this count of people are increased by 130% from year 2008 to 2018. And during COVID-19 times, roughly 4 million people are waiting with NHS to access hospital services, and more than 500,000 just for MRI scans they are waiting. So things are getting worse day by day. And right now in UK, NHS are doing 290,000 scans per month, which is becomes roughly 3.5 million scans a year. And if you compare this to a country like US, they are doing 40 million scans a year. And right now in UK, their expectations by 2023 is they will be doing roughly 6.9 million scans. So they have to come up with some plan where they can utilize their unused resources. And since with COVID-19, there is a lot of pressure building on infrastructure, so they have to come quickly with this some innovative solution. And in 2018, there used to be 7.2 MRI machines per 1 million people, so which is very low as compared to Japan, where it is roughly 50 MRI machines which to access to 1 million people. And they are doing roughly UK right now 528 tests monthly for against 10,000 people. And this is putting a lot of pressure. And UK has come up with the plan, I believe in 2020, to invest roughly 1.5 million pounds to basically bring their capacity up to the developed countries like Japan, USA, Germany. Even Germany is having roughly 39 MRI machines per million people. So things are getting, and from year 2013 to 2018, year on year MRI access growth is rate demand is above 10%, and in 2018 they have done roughly 3.5 million MRI scans, 5.1 million CT scans, and 22.9 million X-ray scans. So right now they are using their resources not up to the capacity which they have. So there are few constraints and bottlenecks. So data science can help them in that particular process to make things easier for them. And right now, because of this demand, why the demand is increasing for healthcare? The first is the pandemic is the condition. Second is people are getting more health conscious. Third is there are people who want to have access to MRIs like cancer patients. If they have to wait for 6 weeks, the time they get their diagnosis done, it's sometime it could be late, so it could be risky for that particular person. So NHS, they need to answer a lot of questions, and more than half of their patients are waiting for more than 6 weeks to access MRI services. I am just talking about outpatient, which are roughly between 55 to 60% of the total patients. If half of them are waiting to access MRI, sir, so you could see how much backlog is building up. So previous backlog and the current backlog just because of COVID-19. So things are getting so government need to do quick action. And since they are spending, NHS is spending money, the government is spending money, but the NHS demand is increasing more than the supply. So this is bringing imbalance. So MRI resources are very static. So but in demand there is so much uncertainty, especially during this time there is no pattern. So people are there are more so many patients who want to, so the waiting list is increasing, and that's why they need to come up with some innovative solution. And they have a lot of pressure because they need to meet the government standards, since more than eight and plus 850,000 delayed CT and MRI scans need to be carried out. This is being reported by independent website, and more than 350,000 just MRI scans postponed each month during lockdown period. So things are getting very difficult. So in this first podcast, my thought was to share what is the problem right now in healthcare and how data science can help on that, so which I will be discussing in the next podcast.